With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Special Counsel Robert Hur says politics played no part in his investigation into President Biden's handling of classified documents. Hur says his report had to be as thorough as possible.
The Attorney General had appointed me to investigate the actions of the Attorney General's boss, the sitting President of the United States. I knew that for my decision to be credible, I could not simply announce that I recommended no criminal charges and leave it at that. I needed to explain why.
Hur stands by his report questioning Biden's age and mental competence, but recommended no criminal charges for the 81-year-old president. Hur testified that he did not sanitize his explanation nor disparage Biden unfairly. Russia says Ukraine has launched a wave of long-range drones against targets deep into the country. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the details.
Keith's increasingly bold attacks behind the 930-mile front line are coinciding with Russia's presidential election. Also on Tuesday, soldiers who Keith officials say are Russian volunteers fighting for Ukraine have reportedly crossed the border into Russia, as they have several times during the war. Russia says it's beaten back attempted incursions like this, but it wasn't possible to verify either side's claims. I'm Charles Dillardes.
Joe Biden and Donald Trump hope to clinch their party's presidential nominations with dominant victories in a slate of low-profile state primaries as the 2024 fight for the White House lurches into a new phase. Biden, a Democrat, and Trump, a Republican, don't face any significant opposition in Tuesday's primary contests across Georgia, Washington State, Mississippi, and Hawaii. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 235 points, the Nasdaq rose 246, the S&P advanced 57. This is SRN News. West Virginia lawmakers have failed to pass several social issue bills.
West Virginia's House of Delegates passed a bill to make schools, public libraries, and museums criminally liable for distributing or displaying obscene materials to children. But the Senate never took up that bill or another one that would have restricted health care for transgender adolescents. Meanwhile, West Virginia's Senate passed a bill that would have made a pro-life video on fetal development required viewing in public schools. But that measure failed to advance in the House. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Worshippers in Spain led a religious procession through downtown Barcelona celebrating the appearance of long-awaited rain. The Catholic ceremony took place after 9 days of praying for relief from a severe drought. About 100 people took part in the ceremony, which featured a large image of Jesus on the cross. Officials declared a drought emergency with reservoirs at historic lows. This is SRN News. A group of Democrat donors have amassed a fund of $239 million aimed at protecting 7 Democrat-held Senate seats Republicans are hoping to flip in November. Bob Agnew reports.
Control of the Senate will likely rest on the outcomes in 7 states currently held by Democrats or those who vote with them in the upper chamber. Nearly half the money raised by the Senate majority PAC is earmarked for sitting Democrats in the pro-Trump states of Ohio and Montana. Republican wins in just 2 of the 7 races would reverse the Democrats' paper-thin 51-49 majority. Bob Agnew reporting.
After weeks of testing, an electronic system for filing returns directly to the IRS is now available for taxpayers from 12 selected states. Direct File is a free online tool. Taxpayers in those 12 states who have very simple W-2s and claim a standard deduction may be eligible. More details at srnnews.com.